Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Dr. Alyssa Roper is an Australian theologian specialising in ecclesiology and synodality. She has a passion for renewing the Catholic Church's understanding of the people of God as baptismal in identity and missionary in discipleship. Alyssa works for the Sisters of Mercy. She manages a program of theology in Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands, which offers tertiary theological education for women.
I love Pentecost. It's my favourite feast. Of course, I love the Easter Vigil. As a culmination of the waiting, prayerfully and impatiently, of Lent and the journeying of Holy Week. The firelight and singing and joy of Easter is so very meaningful and special. It represents to me the emotions of my journey to baptism on the 14th of April 2001. I recall every year how the water felt on my forehead, the white stole on my shoulders, and the sweet, distinctive smell of the oil of chrism used during confirmation. Above all was the overwhelming joy and kindness of the parish that made an impression on me. We were a large group who travelled through the RCIA program together. A diverse bunch, young and older, with two couples engaged and two entering into theological education, and so many talents, including a worship musician and our friend Brian, who died during that Lent, the first of us to be baptised, and the first amongst the saints, I'm sure, to celebrate that Easter Vigil. It's an intense and exciting time in the life of a neophyte, a newly baptised person. And I reckon we felt something like Jesus' disciples after the Easter event. The world is suddenly bigger and brighter. We find ourselves in a new space, together, and feeling lighter, stronger, and simply buzzing with joy. The Gospels finish the Jesus story when he ascends to the Father. Pentecost is not a Gospel story, but marks a new era, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, described in the Acts of the Apostles. 50 days go by between the first day of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Festival of Weeks, or Pentecost. The large crowd of Jesus' disciples were faithful Jews, full of great anticipation and questioning. The first chapter of Acts has the risen Jesus promising his friends baptism by the Holy Spirit. They are still confused and ask, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" The scale of this human dream is broken open in today's first reading, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. What happens next is the explosive entrance of the era of the Spirit. To explore what this means, we turn to the Gospel reading. There are three options, and I've selected the third, John chapter 15, 26 to 27, and chapter 16, 12 to 15. John chapter 15 has two parts. The first part speaks of the disciples' lives together. We are in Jesus as branches are in a vine. No one is greater or lower, nor any who may be rejected, except by their own lack of abiding. Professor Mary Collow explains that abiding is a word that describes the loving and binding relationship of the divine Trinity, the Father, Spirit, and Jesus, and the disciples. It is a mutual relationship rather than condescending, says Reverend Professor Dorothy Lee. Cooperative rather than competitive. non-hierarchical rather than status-ridden. Mary Collo concludes that the quality of the relationship expressed in this word abiding brings people together on the level, non-hierarchical, egalitarian plane of love. We are, as Jesus tells us, truly friends. The second section of John's chapter 15 holds today's verses. It speaks of the world's hatred, which is the experience of John's community as they face distrust and persecution. Because they dwell in Jesus, they will share in Jesus' own experience of hate. Because we dwell in Jesus, we too will experience suffering when we love. In loving each other, we will be pierced by rejection. The prophet is mocked at home. The priestly woman is taken advantage of and then so easily removed from her ministries and ignored. The royalty of a disciple is, like Jesus, crushed under the weight of the burdens we and our institutions place on each other. In loving our human family, we suffer as Jesus did when his friend Lazarus died, when he looked out over Jerusalem and mourned, and when he accepted that his ministry of love, healing, reconciliation, restoration, hope, and good news was culminating in betrayal, torture, and death. In loving our common home, we suffer with it. Humanity's selfishness and neglect injures our planet, and therefore we share in the pain, with the impact hitting first those communities who contributed least to exploiting the earth. What can possibly be our consolation? Jesus said to his disciples, and this is today's gospel reading, "When the Advocate comes, whom will I send to you from the Father? The Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Holy Spirit is described here in two ways, as Advocate and as the Spirit of Truth. Mary Collo explains that Advocate, a forensic or legal term, the role of the Spirit is directed outwards to the external world, protecting the community of faith against false claims, as a good defence lawyer would. The Spirit of Truth, however, is a guide for the inner life of the community, bringing the fullness of the revelation of Jesus. Today's second readings, again a choice between three, help us to understand more of the meaning of the Spirit of Truth. 1 Corinthians 12, 3-7 and 12-13 reminds us of the unity and the diversity of the Spirit. The Spirit's gifts to each person are different depending on the person, but it is one Spirit into which we are baptized and made equals. Equals in dignity, but beautifully diverse in our personhood. Romans 8:8-17 speaks of the life and the power of the Spirit. It goes, "If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you." The power of the Holy Spirit is therefore not contained only in Acts chapter 2, trapped in a story and inaccessible to us. Instead, those flames of life, in, through, and over the people of Jerusalem at the Feast of Pentecost after the first Easter, burn today in us. As we too face suffering in our external and internal community life, as the buzzing joy of our baptism fades to the background, as we question and wonder when the kingdom will come. Do we believe in the power of the Spirit in today's world, working in and through us? You. Pentecost reminds us that the Spirit has been sent. Our advocate is with us, and we are guided by the Spirit of truth, and we dwell in the Spirit of love. Together, we are baptized into the one Spirit and are gifted individually. St. Paul cries out in Galatians 5:16-25, "Live by the Spirit." He tells us where the Spirit is. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There can be no doubt about the power behind those fruits. And there should be no confusion about whether we can dwell in a spirit of love with a person whose life demonstrates those fruits, whomever they may be. And that's just some of the reasons why I love the Feast of Pentecost. Let's go now with the gospel acclamation ringing in our ears. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia, alleluia.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and the GRAIL in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The GRAIL at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.